Here we are. We started services here at Emmanuel at 8 in the morning. We had 13 people this morning, which is nice to be able to gather and to share the Eucharist. But here at 10, we're still being careful and we're still recording, so it's great to have you virtually through the screens. We're on the third Sunday of Easter. And it's interesting, this third Sunday of Easter usually has the same theme. Jesus resurrected, eating with his disciples. It can be a strange idea to think of the risen Lord worried about bread and wine and fish and wanting to have breakfast with his disciples. What's that about? The readings for these three Sundays, each of the different years, you know, we have three different years that cycle around. We have year A, year B, and year C. Right now we're in year B. And each of these years, they always present Jesus eating. For example, year A, which was last year, we had on this third Sunday this story about the disciples on the road to Emmaus. You remember that story? There, Jesus at the table with them. He took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. Year C, which will be next year, 2022, this will be the gospel we will be reading. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This year, year B, we just heard, while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything there to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. What's up with all this emphasis on the risen Christ eating and breaking bread with his disciples? Many people think that the idea behind it was that many followers of Jesus after the resurrection, who had never encountered the risen Lord, were envious of the apostles. They were telling them, "You are lucky. You are able to discover and to press to feel the presence of the risen Lord." And these stories were a way to say, no. Don't be jealous of the apostles. You too can experience the risen Lord. But how? In the breaking of the bread. So this third Sunday in the season of Easter, the invitation is, open your eyes. Open your hearts. The risen Christ is present in the breaking of the bread. That is the collect prayer you will be saying soon, where we invite God by saying, "O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread." So my invitation for you this morning is, can you discover the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread? Now, some might wonder, what is that? What is this breaking of the bread? There are many different meanings of this breaking of the bread. The first, and probably the one that most of us know, is what we do when we celebrate Eucharist. We're not celebrating Eucharist at 10. We're still saying morning prayer. But this morning, at 8 in the morning, that is what we did. From the table, we broke bread. And we said, in this bread, the presence of the risen one is made manifest. Christ becomes present in such a mysterious way. In a little piece of bread, a little bit of wine, those who partake of it experience the risen Lord. Just as those two disciples at Emmaus, their eyes were open when Christ broke the bread. The same way, we are invited to recognize the presence of the risen one when we share Holy Communion. Now, Christ's presence is present in many other ways. In other ways where we break bread together. Christ is present when we break the Word open. When you read the Gospel, when you read the readings from Scripture, the presence of the risen one becomes manifest in those stories where we also break not the bread, but in this case, we break open the Word of Scripture. Christ is also present when we gather together in communion. Christ is not only present in the bread and in the wine over there. Christ is not only present in Scripture that is read from the pulpit. Christ becomes present in community. When we kneel together to receive Holy Communion, it is not only communion in the bread that we receive in our hands, but communion is also with those who are beside us. Christ is there. Bishop Curry, our presiding bishop, has a beautiful story about his father, who was a Baptist. He was studying to become a Baptist minister. And he says in his book that we read in the book club that he became Episcopalian because he went with his then-to-become wife to an Episcopal church. And he saw that blacks were kneeling beside white folk and they were drinking from the same cup. And he said, if that is a church that allows a black person to drink from the same cup as a white person, that's where the kingdom of God is present. So that is another way where we break bread, when we feel the community of Christ that embraces us from either side. Notice that the breaking of bread can be manifested in so many different ways. Here at Emmanuel, we break bread not only in communion, not only in reading Scripture, not only in fellowship and community, but we also break bread, for example, in our dinner kitchen. It's been almost a year, and hopefully we can restart it again. There, when we have those dinners on Thursday and invite the community to come and share a meal, that is the breaking of the bread. When we celebrate the food bank luncheon, market day, when you contribute to the director's discretionary fund for the different ministries we have as individuals, in the different nonprofits on our island. I know here at Emmanuel, we have members who are part of OICF, of the Food Bank, OCRC, Save San Juan's, MAG, the Senior Center, the Lions Club, Hearts and Hands, Opal, Camp Orkaila, our vestry, who just gave recently $10,000 to assist different organizations with a special focus on anti-racism. Those are ways in which bread is broken. And the invitation is, can you open your eyes and see the risen one in these different ways in which we break bread? St. Augustine, talking about what we do at Holy Communion, he was preaching to newly baptized, and they were a little bit mystified. Really? In that bread? Is Christ present? That sounds kind of funny. And this is what he preached to them. What you can see then is bread and a cup. That's what even your eyes tell you. But as for what your faith asks to be instructed about, the bread is the body of Christ. The cup is the blood of Christ. He says, how can the bread be his body and the cup, or what the cup contains, how can it be his blood? Augustine responds, the reasons these things, brothers and sisters, are called sacraments is that in them one thing is seen, but another is to be understood. And this is what he explains. What can be seen has a bodily appearance. What is to be understood provides spiritual food. So if you want to understand the body of Christ, listen to the apostle telling the faithful, you, though, are the body of Christ and its members. So if it's you that are the body of Christ and its members, it's the mystery, meaning you, that has been placed on the Lord's table. What you receive is the mystery that means you. I think it's beautiful, that expression. What you receive is the mystery that means you. It is to what you are that you reply, Amen. And by so replying, you express your assent. What you hear, you see, is the body of Christ, and you answer, Amen. So, be a member of the body of Christ in order to make that Amen true. Be what you can see and receive what you are. That's a beautiful, beautiful, very profound teaching by Augustine. What he was saying is, what you receive in the body and blood of Christ is yourself. Because you are the body of Christ. And when the priest comes and says, the body of Christ, and you respond, Amen, what Augustine was saying, you're saying Amen to who you are. Because you are the body of Christ. Not only the body of Christ is Jesus, we are all body of Christ. That is why Augustine says, be what you can see and receive what you are. If we truly believe what we see and what we receive is the body of Christ, what we are understanding and believing is that we are all the body of Christ. We are all one. So the invitation today is to truly open our hearts and our eyes to recognize the risen Christ. To recognize the risen one in the Eucharistic bread and wine, yes, in that little piece of simple baked wheat and fermented grape juice, we find the presence of the risen Christ. But also, open our eyes to discover that we together are the body of Christ. That the fellow worshiper that kneels beside me in church and hopefully in the priest that leads the prayers, we discover the presence of the risen Christ. And also, we're invited to discover the presence of the living Christ in the poor, in the oppressed, in our streets. Not only that risen Christ is in church, but many times it is often to see people begging for alms in the front of the church. And the invitation is even there. In that breaking of bread, we may discover the presence of the risen Christ. How much we need this in these moments. As you know, these last weeks have been terrible. So many mass shootings. And the recognition that still the lives of Blacks, Asian, Indigenous, Latinos, and other people of color in this country are discarded and discounted. Awful to see a 13-year-old being killed. Black men being snuffed their lives. People raged and killing so many. We are unable to see each other as brothers and sisters. We are unable to break bread together. So today, when our invitation is to open our eyes, may we be able to recognize the living Christ in all these different manifestations. May we truly, truly open our eyes and our hearts. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you raised Christ from the dead and glorified him at your right hand. Let the words of Scripture fulfilled in Jesus your Son burn within our hearts and open our minds to recognize him in the breaking of bread. Amen.